Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
It may well possess a rudimentary intelligence.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Felt a great disturbance in the force.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
Come on, Mark, like a job for me.
Where's the goodies?
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
You filthy criminal.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Here are your hosts, Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
2-1-0. All engines running. Lift off. We have a lift off. Ready for the next time. Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now. It's one small step for man, one
There we go, and everything old is new again. This is Douglas Viviani with, the cosmopolitan or the cosmonaut himself.
Cosmonaut, yes.
My comrade in arms, if you will, young David Cohen. We are here on Everything Old is New Again. That was something that was an experience for me in 1969 and in my life is probably one of the things that I can point to as being a hugely significant, one of the most significant things that our civilization has done in my lifetime.
The moon landing.
Yes. Now, is that overstating it or no? What do you think?
Completely.
It is? What do you think is more important, that or the fact that Discovery, Star Trek has developed a fifth series on CBS called Discovery, and that's very significant? Successful.
They're neck and neck, I think. Yeah. Now, it was, yes, of course it was crazy. But, you know, look, the fact that you and I were just really little kids at the time, I think might have been taken on more importance to us than ultimately in the course of history, you know, would otherwise dictate, because we've done many things in space since then, not putting people on a planet, but which in itself was completely insane. But, you know, given what it was at the time, it was huge.
Yeah, and I don't think in today's world, this is 49 years ago, July of 20th of 1969, when Neil Armstrong put his first foot on the moon. Since then, I think the accomplishment has been diminished by time a lot, and I think it's time to re-examine and look at it for what it is. Because I think we get involved in everyday life and the cell phones and the selfies and all the technology, not realizing first and foremost, lots of that technology was spawned by the Apollo program. I would suggest to you that you wouldn't have half the technology you have today if we didn't go to the moon. Mm-hmm. We'll go through that. We'll talk about that. I have examples of that. Further,
so we got the iPhone because we went on.
Absolutely,
to the moon.
There's no doubt.
Wow,
no doubt. We'll talk about that.
How you connect the dots there?
We will. But besides that, it's like the Apollo program and all of our space program has just diminished in its value, its size, its funding. There's reasons for all of that. But the point being is that just recently we have heard rumor, and NASA on their website does say that they are now planning for a trip for a manned mission to Mars. So that may not be in our lifetime.
Probably not.
But they're planning to do that now. And so we'll talk about what are the plans for, and not going to say Apollo, but for NASA in the future as well. I just think it's very interesting that it's 49 years and not many people realize what this was, what this achievement was, how difficult it was. And because I guess when I have kids now, they look at the moon and I tell them about it and they're kind of taken aback. You know, that there was a man placed on the moon, you know, the civilization went up there.
Are they asking you, like, why?
they haven't asked that yet.
Why did they do that?
Well, let's find out. Jim Lovell actually will tell us, who was in Apollo 8, which went around the moon, it circumvented the moon, and then Apollo 13, which did the same, but it was supposed to land, but as you know by the movie, had problems and had to get brought back.
Okay, Houston, as I stand out here in the wonders of the unknown at Hadley, I sort of realize there's a fundamental truth to our nature. Man must explore.
So, I mean, that's what he is saying. That's his idea and answer to the question you just presented as to why is man must explore. We can do it. Why shouldn't we do it? course, there's finances involved and other issues, but I think it's a worthwhile program, and I think to do that, let's put it this way, when you go out and look out your window, right, and you see certain things out your window, that's a perception, right? But you go to the 7-Eleven to get eggs, let's say, now you run into people, you run into stop signs, you run into different cars, your experience inevitably, even if you're just going down the block for three blocks, has widened your horizon of experience and knowledge about where you live. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So even though the moon is, you know, 3 days away and it's not that far, I think it does widen our horizons to what it's all about. I don't think you'd even have satellites. And if you didn't have satellites, you wouldn't have cell phones if we didn't go to the moon.
Right. True.
You know, think about it. We couldn't get the satellites up there if we didn't go to the moon. So you wouldn't have a cell phone right now if we didn't go to the moon, clearly, without hesitation. Does that make sense? All right. Well, at least you can make that argument. Let's listen to, if you remember this, and if you didn't, take a look. It's all on YouTube. You can look and see what the astronauts did. Alan Shepard, Apollo 14, playing golf on the moon. Remember this one? He hit the ball, and it just, there's no gravity, very little gravity on the moon, and he hit it was a 6-iron. He could only use one hand, one arm, because the suit was so bulky, and he hit the ball out of like a sand trap almost, because the moon is very sandy, and it went, and you could see the ball going forever.
Did the ball ever come back?
It definitely landed. There's no doubt. And it's
so he didn't. He didn't like space litter.
Oh, he space littered. All the balls are still on the moon.
No, but I mean, it just the ball isn't still traveling.
Oh no, it's not in space. Okay. It's on the moon. let's take a look just to refresh your recollection.
He moon littered.
He moon littered exactly.
Okay,
the first little bug on the moon. David Scott, a fellow you probably never heard of, was on Apollo 15, and he did an experiment, which was, I remember this too, where if you drop a feather and a hammer on Earth, will they land at the same time?
No.
And well, why not?
Because the hammer's heavier.
Well, and gravity has an effect on
and
that.
And gravity has an effect.
It has to, because if they went to the moon, do you remember this test? Listen
yes.
to this. You
yeah.
do remember this.
I did.
I guess one of the reasons we got here today was because of a gentleman named Galileo a long time ago who made a rather significant discovery about falling objects in gravity fields. Where would be a better place to confirm his findings than on the moon? And I'll drop the two of them here, and hopefully they'll hit the ground at the same time. How about that? Mr. Galileo was correct in his findings.
There you go. Now, at the time, that kind of freaked me out, too, because I didn't know anything about Galileo, didn't know anything about science. I was in elementary school, you know? What did I know about this stuff? And to see a feather drop at the same time as a hammer and hit the ground, it really... I know it's obscure and silly, and who cares about it in some ways, but it's a pretty cool thing. No?
Yeah. I remember seeing it, too.
So if you remember seeing it, then it had to have an effect.
I thought it was
40 years later.
I thought it was magic.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, something is that really a feather he used or what,
right.
You know? And the feather's still on the moon, too, by the way. then, of course, we have Jim Lovell in Apollo 13. We remember this from the movie, but this really happened.
This is Houston. Say again, please. Houston, we've had Apollo.
You know, and that movie speaks for itself. You can watch that movie, and it explains everything beautifully as what happened there. So now, just a little, some of the memories of the Apollo mission. Do you have any personal memories as you sit here today? I'll say this because you hesitated a little. I remember being woken up. Now, I don't know what time of day it was other than it was nighttime. I don't exactly know. It was 8 o'clock at night or 12 o'clock or whatever. But I remember on a little black and white TV, my father waking us up, bring us into their room to watch Neil Armstrong take a step from the lunar, whatever it was, the spaceship, to onto the moon. And I guess the lunar modules, I guess they're calling it, right? Is that what, I forget the names. And that was an amazing, amazing event that I'll never forget. And I was 7. So to remember something at 7, I mean, I could remember it like it's yesterday. Do you have any of those? What you're saying about the hammer and the there's a couple of years later, but the hammer and the feather, you remember that?
I think my problem is when I think back, I don't remember. I remember it happening. I remember seeing it. I just don't remember whether I saw it as it was happening or if I saw it on some film that was shown after.
Well, let me ask you this then. Afterwards, that was 69. The program went to about 72. So that you've got 3 years of moon travel, and they did, I think, about six missions to the moon. So the, you know, landing on the moon. Certainly, we did a lot of stuff before that as well. Going around the moon and not landing and so forth. Do you remember? Was it must watch TV at any time as you got a smidge older, as it started to become part of the culture? Did you?
I guess my parents had a real thing about waking us up. Like I guess I just didn't get waken up to.
Well,
see
what about it during the day? Because I remember on a Saturday watching it. Had to be later. I remember them watching. They had built a car, and they used the car three different times. The lunar, what the heck did they call it? But the rover, the lunar rover. And I remember there's a ride around the moon on the car. And I remember a Saturday afternoon watching it. In fact, I remember watching it in color. It had to be 1972.
Wow. No, I don't.
See, it wasn't a fascination for you. Interesting.
It wasn't. I mean, it was cool. I remember when the first moon landing happened, and we talked about it. I don't think we had school. It was during the summer, I believe.
Right. Yeah, it was so, July 20. Yep.
I remember seeing the newspaper. My dad came back with the newspaper, and it was splashed across the front page, and that was kind of neat, just the whole concept of it. But no, you obviously were much more taken with it than I was at the time for some reason.
I could explain a lot of things. We'll be back right here on Everything Old Is New Again. Continue talking about Apollo's missions and what we're doing and where we're going and why. And Everything Old Is New Again.
You're listening to Everything Old Is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
And as we leave the moon and Taurus Littoral, we leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return with peace and in hope for all mankind. Godspeed to crew of Apollo 17.
There we go. Everything Old Is New Again, exploring the Apollo missions. That was Apollo 17, the last mission from the moon that left the moon, and we haven't been back since. They had a lunar car. The lunar rover was there, if you remember that.
Yeah. After 17, that's when they figured out the whole thing was a hoax, right?
We'll talk about that next section. That's the baloney, but we'll get into that. That aside, I have a list here of 12 people that have actually landed on the moon or walked on the moon. How many of them can you name?
Two?
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
Louis Armstrong, or Neil Armstrong.
Right.
And Neil Armstrong was one. And Buzz Aldrin was another.
Okay, those are the two. That was the first Apollo 11.
And then my brother and I, we were named after two astronauts. I don't know if they landed on the moon or not, but I'll give it a shot. Scott Carpenter.
Scott Carpenter did not land. He would not. I wasn't on the moon. I think he was in the
orbit. So John Glenn was also, right? He didn't make it to
John
the moon.
John Glenn just orbited the Earth.
So I'm done. Just those two.
Oh, see, there was a David Scott. I thought that was the one.
No.
Imagine if you were one of these 12 and you can only name, 49 years ago is a long time ago, but they landed on the moon and walked on the moon. Pete Conrad.
Pete Conrad.
Alan Bean. No, Alan Shepard, I remember. He's
Alan
the one who hit
Shepard.
The golf ball.
Right.
Edgar Mitchell, don't remember, I should say. David Scott. They were Apollo 15. That was David Scott. James Irwin, Apollo 15. John Young, Apollo 16. Charles Duke, 16. Eugene Cernan, who we just heard, Apollo 17. And Harrison Schmitt, Apollo 17. So think about that. And only 12 people have done this. You could probably name more than 12 people in 1961 New York Yankees team.
Yeah.
Right? Think
well,
about
they,
it.
They accomplished so much more, the 61 Yankees. I mean,
and
these,
and so like the fascination after the first one, as we were talking about
just
last,
went,
right? And I don't understand that. I watched it like a loon. I watched every second that I could get my hands on. And
that's, I like the analogy.
Exactly. Thank you. That's me, the loon watching the moon, whatever it might be. But my point is that we have to acknowledge that the inventions that came out of the moon landing is over the top. I have a bunch here. You have a bunch. Let's just go through some of them in the time we have. I don't think we're even going to have time to go through all of them.
Probably
just to
not.
Realize it, it's amazing. The CAT scan, which is the cancer detecting technology, came from the space components.
Did someone have cancer up there? They needed to put them through a
They were
CAT
trying
scan?
To find imperfections in space components, and they used this as a, I'm going to call it an X-ray, but it's not, a device to see what's up with technological advancements in that they put into the capsule. Computer, this is what we talked about before. No computers. There would have been no computer microchip They would they came from the Apollo guidance computer from integrated circuits. So they wanted to get things smaller and smaller and smaller, and eventually the microchip came from the Apollo missions.
Well, the attempt to try to get it smaller was needed.
Remember those computers?
Mission.
You'd see all the reel to reels and stuff
the
like
big
that.
IBMs, yeah.
So in time that how about the cordless phone? Power drills and vacuum cleaners used technology to drill for moon samples. That's exactly the technology they use. They had to use battery. There's not. What were they going to do?
True.
So they developed a. You know that vacuum cleaner that what do you call that that one you use the hands free one.
Oh, the Roomba?
The one you have. You know, you don't have that little one. You just
feel like we're playing the $20,000 pyramid.
All right, what do you have? You have to have a couple over there.
Yeah, the Twinkie was developed. No, I just made that up. I have no idea.
No,
although Twinkie's probably been around for longer than
there was some food. What food developed?
Tang was really big. Remember Tang?
Yes.
Everyone was drinking Tang because the astronauts drank it. It was in powder form. You put it in water. You mix it up. And it had a lot of nutrients in it, apparently. Right?
And it really wasn't that good.
It was horrible.
Yeah. We used to go out on a boat on weekends with my dad, and he would bring the Tang. Instead of like high C or, you know, whatever the stuff of the day was.
The time is whatever the astronauts did, you had to do also because it was just the thing to do.
Yes.
Of course you had to do what the astronauts did.
What about the freeze-dried food?
It's still available today. If you go to any science museum, you'll see the freeze-dried ice cream you can buy in a pack. You open it up and you can eat it. Everything was freeze-dried. That was huge. Yeah.
And that's amazing. We wouldn't have had those things, probably. You don't know.
Right.
Home insulation. That was developed, you know, before that it was all asbestos and stuff. And bad news. Home insulation came from trying to insulate, of course, the capsule.
Do you remember the Seinfeld episode with the upside down pen?
Yes.
That was from the Apollo missions.
That was legit.
Pen. Yes, you can write upside down with it. That's the astronauts had that.
And upside down and in space, of course, there's no gravity of all in any way, shape, or form. So that's where the upside down business comes from.
Right.
Of course, they wrote in space, you know, all the time. How to develop a pen for that? It's crazy. How about the computer joystick you use for, you know...
Easy now there. Oh, I see what you mean. Yes.
That came from the Apollo Lunar Rover, the car that they built, and built on the moon ride around.
Steered with a joystick.
Yes.
Cool.
I mean, that's over the top. You gotta give them credit. You have any others? There's gotta be some more.
Do you sleep well at night? Do you use the memory foam mattress? You got one of those?
I have the pillow.
There you go. That's from the Apollo mission. They developed that for the astronauts to, I guess, some of them might have had hemorrhoids. They had to sit in the chair a certain way. I don't know, but they developed it for that mission.
That's incredible. You got a couple more there. There's got to be more because I've lost my list.
Scratch-resistant lenses.
Really?
I kid you not. From the visors, they had to, you know, I guess stuff could have been... I don't know, flying up against it, and so that they developed that technology, and it's still used today.
I always thought to myself, I used to have this dream. I'd be on the moon, and I have the thing, what do you call that, the helmet with the mask and everything, and I'd have an itch on my nose, and it wouldn't go away. Like, what did they do? You know, my dream is I would pick it up and itch my nose, and I'd be disintegrate.
Right. But at least you wouldn't be itchy.
What did they do?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm sure they figured it out.
But what would you do? What would you want to do if you had the opportunity to go to the moon and land there again, which we're planning on doing again?
And by the way, no interest in doing that. But okay,
you have none.
No.
Really?
No.
I would be frightened out of my wits, but I would sign up in a minute to go.
Really?
Yes.
You got to be in the vomit comet. They got to test you out to see if you could take that.
Oh, I wouldn't pass the test, but I would sign up to do it. I would want to do it, but there's no way I could do it.
My fear of nausea would prevent me from going to the moon.
My fear of itching my nose under that helmet would do it. Because, you know, the schnocker here, you got to really, you know, it's a concern when it's as large as it is here. No, but the other thing is, if you were to go, though, you know, one guy, you know, played golf. We saw Alan Shepard play golf. Another guy did a science experiment for the general public to see. What is there anything you would want to do that you can't do on Earth that you would want to do on the moon?
That I can't do here that I...
Yeah, you know, the lack of gravity on the moon,
I see
something like that. Something you would want to do on the moon. I don't know.
That's probably why I have no interest in going there. I don't know.
Really?
I like what I do here. I don't want to see what I can do on the moon.
I've seen them. They do the jumps, you know? They run and do the jump.
After a couple of minutes, though, what do you...
Yeah, no, it is kind of...
All right, that was cool.
Now, have you seen the they've brought but back...
You could also go in a gravity chamber and do that. You know what I mean? You don't have to go to the moon to do that. So.
I think the thing, forget the moon, the spacewalk would be the cool thing to do. To go outside of this ship and just walk on the, walk
that
around,
would be cool.
That would be unbelievable.
That's true.
I saw just recently, looking for this show, researching, a guy, this is true, and I couldn't believe it. They were orbiting the Earth, this happened like a year ago, in this capsule, and the guy was all dotted up in all the, you know, the accoutrement, and he had a backpack and so forth. I go, what's this guy going to do? He jumped out from something like 12,000, I don't know, umpteen miles in orbit. He was in orbit. You could see the Earth. He was in orbit and landed on the Earth. It was like the longest skydive ever. Wow. You ever see this thing?
No.
Check it out. It's unbelievable.
Really?
Yes.
Never heard about it.
So, but seeing him, it was a fascination again to see no gravity and, you know, just floating around and stuff was, that would be amazing to do.
I think it would be cool, you're right, to step out onto the moon and walk around. I think after a few minutes, I'd get bored and want to go back home.
Well, that's the killer too, is these astronauts do all this stuff, and what do they have them do? Pick up a couple of rocks and bring them back, would you please?
Right.
Like, that's what you want me to do? I'm on the moon. I'm picking up rocks. All right,
exactly.
A little sand I'll bring back. And we'll talk about that. What did they leave on the moon when we come back? Weird things that they left on the moon. You're not going to believe this. And also then we're going to get into a little bit of some of the conspiracy theories and or UFO theories on the dark side of the moon. Right after this on Everything Old is New Again.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show, Everything Old is New Again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
We're back and Everything Old is New Again. We're talking all things Apollo, and we're just listening there for a moment of Apollo 13, the Ron Howard movie, 1995 already. You believe it was that long ago? Just the movie.
That's crazy.
And of course, the mission itself was basically about 44, that mission was about 47 years ago, Apollo 13. And we're talking about Apollo.
Because we're getting old. That's what it all
comes down to. It's just amazing. But this extraordinary achievement occurred that is just ignored these days while people walk around taking selfies of themselves and calling people up, what are you doing for dinner? And by the way, see these people on the cell phone, they're all over the place, on the subway, on the train, in the city, walking around. What are they talking about to everybody? I don't have that much to say.
Well, we're social animals, aren't we? So we have a lot to say to
each
other.
Time I overhear it. It's like, you know, I'm on the train. I'm on the way home.
But you know, a lot of them are not talking to other people. They're playing games. They're checking on various stuff. So they're not necessarily communicating with other people, which is the really bad thing.
Exactly, it's frightening. And I guess we can blame all of that on Apollo, because if there was no Apollo program, there'd be no cell phones. At least not as quickly as we've gotten them, that's for sure. The technology advanced. There would be no satellites orbiting the Earth as quickly as it did. And all this stuff would have been developed privately, and there would have been a thought for it without the inspiration of going to the moon. Think about it. We had none of this technology. It had to be developed and created out of almost nowhere based on Kennedy's challenge.
Right.
It's amazing. So let's just talk about a little bit. I'm going to veer off the topic for a moment and talk about Buzz Aldrin, who is the second man on the moon. Was on Dancing with the Stars. He's a terrible dancer. And he...
But he was the first astronaut on Dancing with the Stars.
Exactly. So there you go. He finally beat Neil Armstrong out of something. By the way, how did they decide who would be the first
man on
the
moon?
Like, what in a parallel universe? What if Buzz Aldrin was the first one? Would he have said those words that Neil Armstrong
on Dancing
said?
With the Stars?
No, on the moon. You know what I mean? Like, how did that flip of the coin go?
I don't know.
That would be interesting to learn.
He also claims he kind of made it up on the spot. Which I don't believe.
No, yeah, then his brother later on, Neil Armstrong's brother later on says he practiced it, you know, with his brother. I can only imagine, of course. But how did they decide? I guess Neil Armstrong was the commander, so he had the power to say, I'm going out there first.
I don't know how they determined
that stuff, because Buzz doesn't really, he's like the Pete Best of astronauts.
You think we would
right?
have had this answer, you know, beforehand, which is a huge question on this topic. All right.
No, instead, we have a discussion for Buzz Aldrin, who confirms he saw a UFO while on the moon. Listen to this.
I saw this illumination that was moving with respect to the stars. We were smart enough to not say, Houston, there's a light out there that's following us. So technically, it becomes an unidentified flying object.
There you go. So he's, you know, he's been said, he's
the one that got hit on the head also during the mission.
No, but no, later on he has said that he does not believe in UFOs. But this is a new, and I shouldn't say new, but it's a Sci-Fi Channel documentary, Aliens on the Moon, from a couple years ago.
But of all the things that are happening, picture yourself in that spaceship, right, going to the moon, and you're reporting basically everything you see back to NASA. Right, and you see this strange light coming at you out the window. That's a thing you don't tell them about? I don't get it.
Yeah, pretty much it.
That would be the thing that would freak me out. And I go, Houston, there's this strange light following us. Help.
Funny you should say that, because Neil Armstrong did say something of that nature. Here's an explanation of what allegedly happened with Neil Armstrong.
While Neil and Buzz were on the lunar surface, Neil switched to the medical channel and spoke directly with the chief medical officer, saying, they're here, they're parked on the side of the crater, they're watching us.
All right, so there's been many reports that Neil Armstrong turned to the medical communication channel, because the other channel everyone can hear, including all of America. So allegedly what's going to happen is that you're not going to mention I see UFOs or something of that nature on the regular channel, because it's being broadcast over the television. Everyone's going to hear and see this, and that's over the top.
So what did he say? They're here and they're watching?
So he's allegedly, and there's many sources that say that Neil Armstrong's the reason, one of the reasons why he never did interviews, very rarely spoke about being the first man on the moon and so forth, because he didn't want to lie. And allegedly, he says, while there, he saw alien ships lined up by a certain crater overlooking what they were doing. I'm not sure I buy into that, but that is an allegation that's out there.
Assuming this happened at all.
Interesting, because there is that other nonsensical discussion of, did we even ever go to the moon? And that it was really in a soundstage in California, which I think is ridiculous. I mean, if that was the case, why would they have done so many missions to the moon? How would we have a space station?
Well, you got the studio built. You might as well keep doing missions, right? I
mean, for what reason? You know, it made no sense. Well, for ratings? Why would we do this? So, and, you know, there's this one where they say the flag is unfurled and is waving. Yeah, there's no gravity. There's no interference whatsoever on the moon. So touch this thing, and it's going to wave until the inertia ends. And there's no wind. There's nothing stopping that from waving. So how is that a mystery? I don't get it. You know, there's so many of these that they're trying to promote that we didn't go to the moon. I think that's insanity. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't think it's just you. But yeah, I agree.
All right. So other than that, do you think that they had any experience whatsoever? You can see many pictures over and over again. You can see where they're on the moon, and you can see a light, different lights moving around them.
They're called stars, Doug.
No, moving. There are these lights that
they're called shooting stars, Doug.
No, well, I don't know.
I don't know. It's a space. Anything happens. This crazy things happen.
No, we need
in
to
space.
Do. We need to get that dentist in here. We need to get that ufologist, Dr. John Viviani, to tell us what he thinks of that situation.
Okay.
And actually, that may happen in the near future. So stay right. tuned to Everything Old Is New Again to see where we go on that. All right, when we come back, I do want to talk about the future plans and what did we leave on the moon. When we come back on Everything Old Is New Again, talking about Apollo, something that is of interest to us. Hopefully it's of interest to you. It's certainly coming back here because we think we're going back to Mars. This is a plan, and it's listed on the NASA website as to what is some of the things they are planning to do.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that.
I think you can sign up to go if you
I would be like the reluctant astronaut. Did you ever see Don Knotts in that one? That's eating the chips with the peanut butter and getting it stuck in the computer and all the problems. That would be me. All right, except there wouldn't be a happy ending to that story. Excuse me. All right, we'll be back right after this, and Everything Old is New Again.
This is Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth.
The Good Earth with that's Frank Borman from Apollo 8, who just went around the moon and he looked back and he saw Earth, and he made that statement, I believe, on Christmas Eve. And it's one of the most famous statements an astronaut has made. They voted it more famous than Neil Armstrong's. I don't know if that's true or not, but do you remember that?
This is the first time I've ever heard that.
And Frank Borman went on, if you remember, to do and be the president of Eastern Airlines.
Yeah,
that's how I knew him, but I had no idea. He was exactly. Later on, you find out that guy, he was an astronaut. What that? So we're talking about astronauts here on the Apollo program in particular.
They sort of legitimized him as a Eastern Airlines person, right? Well, he went to the moon. He must know what he's talking about with airlines, right?
It's nothing for him,
right?
Is Easton still in existence?
No. I don't think he is either.
I don't think it had anything to do with him. All right.
No,
so,
it did, yes.
I mean, he was the president or something? Yeah, they were successful unto him, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, that he had something to do with the demise.
Right.
That I don't know.
I don't think he did. I think he did a great job.
For this show, he did not.
For the purposes of this show. Now, weird things that have been left on the moon by us. That would be something I think is, you've never heard before. Did you know what we left on the moon? Do you have any ideas? What would be the first thing you think they left on the moon?
Probably like a fidget spinner. Oh, is it, that was before fidget spinners.
Yes.
No, gum.
What did they do with their excrement? Isn't that a nice way to put it? No.
Or urine.
Yes, yeah. They left all their bodily fluids on the moon, because they brought back all these rocks, and they had to, of course, the weight calculations were important, so they couldn't carry that stuff back home.
So they had to go to the...
Well, they went to the bathroom, of course, but they left it there. They didn't bring it on the ship and keep it on the ship.
Right. No.
How about those golf balls that Alan Shepard hit?
How many do you think were left? Take a guess.
I kind of know, but yeah. What would you think? A lot or a little?
I was going to guess a lot, but... Actually, very few, right? There were only, what, three?
He hit two of them. It looks like there's only two.
Two
golf with the
balls.
Wilson 6 Ironhead redesigned to take lunar soil samples. And so that thing that he played golf with, by the way, was later on he used that, redesigned it, and to take the soil samples up.
Really?
So it wasn't just a golf club.
Also, he left one in the water. He got it in a is that? No.
Yeah.
They just, oh, went in the water. Oh, all right.
Did he get
all right, we're never going to be able to get it.
I don't think he got a mulligan for that, did he?
They didn't realize there was water on the moon. Okay.
See, that would have been, okay. Now, what else do you have? Any other ones? There's an alien.
I don't know if this was the name of a band or something else they left. Three moon buggies? Three moon buggies.
Lunar rovers, they call
them.
They
left
them.
They just left them.
Well, they're going to bring them back. How could they bring them back? They ran on solar power, and of course that was what was developed for the Apollo program that's on everybody's roof these days, no?
Yeah.
Well,
I guess they littered the moon. I guess no one cares, though, because what are people using the moon for anyway?
Correct.
It's just America's junkyard.
Yep. Now, they also left a sculpture of an astronaut and a list of 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 people that were in the Apollo program and before that got Gus Grissom that passed away to get to where we were.
Hmm.
So they left a little you can look at the you like that? Look at that little sculpture of an astronaut. It's kind of
looks like a bottle opener.
Doesn't have arms on it either.
No.
But okay. All right. What else? You got any others?
Well, you said the urine bags, right?
Right. That's all you have? That's it?
Urine bag? We said urine bags.
Yeah, we did that. How about the
stages of the rockets?
They left all the rockets there,
it's
right?
A lot of junk. It's like the Sanford and Son of the moon. That's basically what it is right now. It's a junkyard.
Well, with a feather. There's a falcon feather on the moon from when...
What's a falcon feather? You mean a feather from a falcon?
From a falcon that was dropped with the hammer we talked about earlier during that experiment.
Well, no, this has 60 unmanned space vehicles. That's a bit excessive, don't you think? 60 unmanned space vehicles just left there.
I don't understand that. How could six? You mean
60? It says here, if you believe.
No, that's what we sent out.
By the way, this is what you gave me is from Ripley's Believe It or Not. So it sounds like I have a choice.
Yeah, I think I don't believe that one at all.
I did not believe that. 60 vehicles.
How about 12 pair of moon boots? Makes perfect sense when trying to blast off the moon. They left all their moon boots on the moon.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, because they need that. How about Richard Nixon's signature?
Wow.
Is on the moon.
I heard they left Richard Nixon there.
I'll tell you, the signature must be worth a lot of money at this point. The autograph people might want to go up and pick that down.
Do you think it's worth it to go up there and sell it on
eBay? Well, he's passed away. He's a historical figure, was a president. I bet you it's worth a couple of bucks. It's on plaques and stuff
like
that.
You're right, it is worth a couple of bucks.
The signature, nothing else.
That's exactly.
All right, also, what about, there's a gold olive branch. One of the first things Apollo 11 did was place a gold replica of an olive branch on the lunar surface. And it's left by Neil Armstrong as a gesture represented for a wish for peace of all mankind. But how would anyone know what that means?
If you're not from
Earth. Right.
Right. You wouldn't know.
Makes no sense.
You go like, what is this olive branch doing here? What is that supposed to mean? Maybe in other worlds it means, you know, go take a hike. You know,
exactly.
It could be a symbol of, hey, you want some of this? Huh?
So a challenge.
It's risky.
Gold could be food for them, for all we know. We have no idea.
Yeah.
How about there was a there's a little. Now this is before any kind of real technology can miniaturize things too well. So they have a silicon disc they left at the Sea of Tranquility with messages from President Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, and leaders of 73 nations, including a message from Her Majesty, of course, Queen Elizabeth, who's still alive. The Goodwill disc was about the size of a U.S. half dollar and carried the names of the leadership of Congress, God forbid, and four committees of the House. They had to put their name on it as well, right? But anyway, it says Goodwill messages from around the world brought to the moon by the astronauts of Apollo 11 from the planet of the Earth, planet Earth, July 1969. And the inscription, it's so small that each name is the width and breadth of a piece of hair. It was like, you know, those miniaturized. Right. You used to go to the library, you had to get those discs.
Yeah, right. So what was the purpose of that?
I mean, who's going to be able to...
Some other alien form would see it, and I guess.
But it's half a dollar. Like they're gonna, let's go to the moon and... Like, come on, a needle in a haystack. How are you going to find that? You know, have this guy on the moon with that thing, you know, that metal detector thing on his arm looking for that?
And you think when they find it, they're not just going to say, what is this? And they just, like, throw it away?
Yeah, it's a silver dollar. Who left a dollar on the moon? Asinine. I mean, some of these ideas. Here's a picture
of it.
Sure,
it doesn't get you as much as it did in 69.
Right. Wait, say that again.
The dollar, it's not going to buy you as much as it did back in 1969. Right. So it's not worth as much.
All right, so the question is, what's next? I'm going to give you this. Take a look at this. I want to know
what's next is I think we got to go up there and collect all that crap.
It'd be a lot of collectibles. You come back, you'd have a nice little bit of something.
Like a moon sweep.
By the way, did you know that the astronauts were permitted to keep a certain portion? I forget what it is, that it adds up to 280 moon rocks. But the provision was, and the rest of them went, you know, matter of fact, the United States government gave a moon rock to every nation in the world at the time, or all 73 of those nations.
I bet the USSR loved that, huh?
Yeah.
I don't want your moon rock.
This is what I do with your moon rock. I throw it in the sea.
We were still up there before you were.
But they never landed on the moon.
No, but they were up there.
Yes, but it's amazing. Well,
I'm just saying, it was like sour grapes.
It was a race. They didn't even want to come
in
second.
But you get what I'm trying to do with the sour grapes.
Yes, yeah, okay. I get you. but they landed. They were the inspiration for us to do this. We land on the moon, and they don't even like come in second place. We landed on the moon, and they said, all right, forget it. We give up. Think about it. They did all this stuff. They never landed a man on the moon.
We should have taken a cue from them because the other 16 missions, like you were saying before, it was sort of like a who cares.
Totally
right?
forgotten. Yeah, unfortunately. All right, so what we're looking...
as dumb as you thought we were.
What they want to do is they want to put another spaceship, a space telescope to observe planets out in space. That's NASA's plan. That's one thing they want to do. That's in June 2018. They're calling it a ExplaNet survey satellite, whatever. Then they have...
See, you're really impressed by that.
Well, I mean, I don't like the names. They're ridiculous. Here's the idea of the humans. Building and growing scientific knowledge in our community, they have developed the most advanced rocket and spaceship to lead the next steps of human exploration. They want to take off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and they are looking right now to go to deep space exploration. They want to take a look at the Orion's belt. I don't think that's going to be manned. They do want to spend another ship to the moon. They're calling this Orion, by the way. Sorry, it's now not going to be Apollo. It's going to be called Orion.
Okay.
So they want to send somebody, they want to go back to the moon first, and then they want to go to Mars and deeper into space thereafter. But Mars has been funded, like it's ready to roll. They're doing this. But I heard it's going to be like 3 years to get to Mars.
Wow. So that's a lot of games of solitaire.
Yeah, would you go on a spaceship for 3 years to get to Mars?
Gosh,
and then 3 years back. Like you stay there for three, right. What do you do, stay there for a week and then come back for three? It's a heck of a vacation. It's a long commute. Anyway.
Can you go into your boss, right, in the office? Hey, I'm going to need the next 6 years off and take a vacation.
6 years and 2 weeks. Right. I'm taking a 2-week vacation, but it takes me 3 years to get there each way. All right, so that's our discussion of Apollo. We hope you had a good time reminiscing a little bit and looking and seeing and appreciating what we've done 49 years ago. And next year we'll come back at the 50th anniversary and maybe we'll have a...
Just replay the show.
With that, or we'll have a more of an update with a little more information.
We'll bleep in the 50 over wherever we say 49.
All right, everything old is new again. Your pop culture fan and friend here on all your favorite talk show stations. Why don't you write and call and email your talk show radio station and tell them to appreciate the show. Why not?
Yeah, do it. Right? Sure.
And you can write to us at oldnewagain@aol.com, oldnewagain@aol.com. See the old shows at everythingoldisnewagain.biz. Everything old is newagain.biz. We'll be back next week. Right after this.